Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, April 4th, I hope you're well. Coming up,
leave compared to two-thirds of mothers.
Only half of new dads taking paternity leave, and psychiatric nurses suspend their industrial action. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, only half of new fathers are taking paternity leave. An ESRI report also found pay disparity between men and women in the workplace here is significant. The pay gap often starts after the birth of a child and continues throughout a woman's lifetime. News Talk's Alan Cantwell reports.
This report also found that the recent introduction of paternity leave and parents' leave in Ireland has been a positive move. However, the take-up rates remain low, with only around half of fathers availing of paternity leave and a quarter taking parents' leave compared to two-thirds of mothers. The findings reveal that higher-paid fathers who were more likely to receive employer top-ups were more likely to avail of paternity leave. Take-up was also high for those working in larger companies where a replacement might be more readily available. The report recommends promoting awareness of leave entitlements among parents, particularly fathers, to increase take-up rates, as well as addressing workplace norms and attitudes that may discourage fathers from taking leave.
Three women have been arrested in connection with organised crime in Dublin. Cash, phones and high-powered motorbikes were also seized, and a number of XL bully dogs were removed from a home during the searches. Tara Duggan has more.
Gardaí made the arrests as part of an investigation into the ongoing activities of an organised crime group in West Dublin. The Emergency Response Unit provided support as Gardaí from the Drugs Unit, Crime Task Force and detectives from the Serious Crime Branch carried out searches at a residential property in the Corduff area of Blanchardstown yesterday. During the search, Gardaí seized a significant sum of cash, multiple mobile phones and three high-powered scrambler motorbikes. Several XL bully dogs were also removed from the property. Three women aged in their 20s, 30s and 50s were detained and are now being questioned under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act.
The Finance Minister says he would favour a negotiated settlement to the US tariffs imposed on the EU by Donald Trump. Pascal Donoghue says Ireland is facing a possible slump in employment growth and job creation, a decline in tax revenue, possible tax income increases and an impact on jobs. Minister Donoghue says the EU remains ready to respond to the EU move.
Our strong preference, if it is possible to negotiate and engage with the US to avoid those measures being imposed, that is what we want to do. But we also could get to a point in the time ahead that regrettably the EU and Ireland does need to respond back and apply measures. And we've said all along that that would be proportionate and firm.
The Psychiatric Nurses Association has suspended its industrial action. It's been involved in a dispute over proposed cuts to nursing numbers. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The Psychiatric Nurses Association has decided to call off its action after reaching agreement. The HSE will now carry out a review to set out the nursing numbers needed to run mental health services. The Health Authority has promised the process will be completed no later than the end of April. The PNA began industrial action on March 26th over the continued failure of the HSE to exempt mental health services from proposed cuts in nursing numbers. It was also unhappy about unacceptable restrictions on recruitment. PNA General Secretary Peter Hughes announced the suspension of the action at the PNA Annual Delegate Conference in Westport.
South Korea's Constitutional Court has ruled to oust President Yoon Suk-yeol. The court has upheld Parliament's impeachment motion over his short-lived imposition of martial law last year. The move to enforce military rules sparked the country's worst political crisis in decades. A presidential election must now take place within 60 days. A decision to put more Gardaí on the beat in Dublin city centre is being welcomed. The Justice Minister is planning to keep an increased Garda presence on the streets to tackle antisocial behaviour. Officers are also cracking down on shoplifting, drug dealing and aggressive begging. Dublin Town CEO Richard Guiney says it's a step in the right direction.
I think it's a very welcome development. I'm certainly, you know, it's the feedback from member businesses is very positive. I think there's a reassurance factor of having Gardaí on the street and that visible presence, certainly reassuring for the public and very welcome. So I think it's a really positive development.
40% of Irish businesses have suffered at least one cyber attack in the last 5 years. 88% of those involved a financial loss as a result. Figures from the insurance broker and risk management company Gallagher found the companies targeted also suffered the loss of intellectual property, supply chain disruption and reputational damage. Laura Vickers, director at Gallagher in Ireland, says such attacks can have a significant impact on businesses.
We're actually seeing in a lot of increased, activity in that space. But when there is a cyber hack, there's quite a significant impact on your business in reputational damage, in business interruption. Sometimes ransom payments are made, and it can be quite impactful on the business.
In entertainment news, the first official trailer for the rebooted Naked Gun film has been released. The original trilogy of films gained a cult following thanks to the deadpan comedy of Leslie Nielsen as Detective Frank Drebin. Liam Neeson is starring as his son Frank Drebin Jr. and in the teaser for the movie is disguised as a schoolgirl to foil a heist. And in sport, in soccer, Crete is the next stop for the Republic of Ireland as they continue their Women's Nations League campaign this afternoon. Carla Ward's side played the first of a doubleheader with Greece. Kickoff is at 3 o'clock Irish time. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.